This is, of course, a topic of eternal fascination. In fact, really all we do on this network is talk about the changing world and how we adapt to it. And if you're in the professions, maybe you thought doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, you'd be safe. Maybe not. The world is changing, and the future of professions may not be as you think. Richard Susskind and Daniel Susskind are the authors of this new book, and we've been talking to them for the past hour. How should we go forward? How should, you know, I have two children in college. You know, there's a lot of people watching who are worried about losing their jobs. There are people now deciding what to study. How should we go forward? What should we do?
I think we can answer that at two levels. At the level of particular professions, we really want a lead to be taken by the thought leaders, the opinion formers, the policymakers within the professions. So if I can take the area I work in, which is the law, in England, we're very fortunate in having a Lord Chief Justice, for example, who's championing the idea of online courts. We have a leading law firm that is sympathetic to the delivery of legal services in new ways. And the narrative from them and from us is for the medium term, through the 20s at least, there's a whole bundle of new jobs and new challenges that are still going to require human beings, and we should be addressing these. And so in our book, where we provide a list of jobs for the future, the knowledge engineers, the process analysts, the system designers, the empathizers, the moderators. Most professionals look at that list and don't really much fancy doing that for a living. We argue, and the experience to back it up, that actually these jobs can be as stimulating, if not more stimulating, than traditional professional work. They're just very different. And so what we would like and would call upon our professions to do is to embrace and lead the change, to acknowledge that as we move from a print-based industrial society to a technology-based internet society, we need to rethink the way we share what we call practical expertise in society. And practical expertise is the knowledge, the experience, the know-how, the skills that professionals apply in their daily work. And we're saying there's six new models for producing and distributing expertise in society. Because interestingly, that's what it comes down to. Leo, we started off thinking we were writing a book about the future of the professions, but we actually ended up writing a book that asked and answered the question, how do we produce and distribute expertise in society? Expertise is a very scarce resource, and we've identified, and we've been discussing it over the last hour, different ways in which that expertise can be generated, whether it be in social networks or perhaps even machine-generated. And we urge the professions, each and every one of them, to look hard at the way they deliver services, to acknowledge that most of them are creaking and unaffordable, to embrace the new techniques, to train our next generation of professionals not to be 20th century professionals, but to be 21st century professionals, and thus equip our society with better healthcare, better legal care, better educational service, better business service, and so forth. So that, at the level of individual professions, is what we call upon. And there's also issues at a higher level for governments. And seems to us what we're saying here is that tomorrow's economy is, as Daniel was discussing, is going to depend on a very different form of wealth creation, less contingent on labor, more dependent on capital, this new capital, the intellectual capital, and the systems that support and deliver it. And we need governments to recognize this and to plan accordingly, to plan tax systems accordingly, welfare systems accordingly, to think about how this asset is redistributed.
Yeah.
Really a pivotal stage in the development of society.